Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, I want to say this too. The New York Stock Exchange, this is a very interesting thing. It's a very interesting thing that it was closed down yesterday, and they're going to keep it closed today. Mm-hmm. You got to get this. This is what the Lord shared with me this morning in my abiding time. That this has not happened since the New York Stock Exchange trading, which the stock exchange are the owners of businesses. Mm-hmm. We talked about that yesterday, how everything connects. So your 401k, you're Mr. and Mrs. Stockholder, you were shut down for 2 days.
All right.
And the interesting thing is this. This has not happened for 94 years.
Wow.
94 years. The last time this happened was 1918.
Wow.
And guess who was president in 1918? Yes. Woodrow Wilson.
Of course.
What is the Lord saying? Woodrow Wilson. John?
Not Woodrow. Not Woodrow.
Woodrow, the creator of, the chosen one by the progressive movement when they went to Princeton, where he was a professor there, and he was a good speechwriter. And you got to go to the VFN Torch, and this is freakily, eerily, this is obviously God speaking to us, because what happened in 100 years, I mean, that's 100, we got 6 more years to wrap up this 100-year plan.
Mm-hmm.
And since 1918, you think about it, if you go and go to wallbuilders.com and study what Alla Barton's saying about our schools and who's writing our books, that agnostics and atheists began to write our books for our schools, and they began to write God out of all of our school material.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all connected. This is all connected. And they began to turn all the reasons why George Washington, and they fought the revolution in America, was all about money. They turned everything about money. Isn't there 17, John? 17? 17 on the Declaration of Independence is 17 or 27 different reasons on the Declaration of Independence why they list. In fact, taxation without representation is one of them.
I think it's 27 in the 20s.
Okay, and then the... And so, but they only talk about taxation without representation. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing was they didn't have representative government.
Right.
And so understand this, that the writers of our school books, since Woodrow Wilson has been atheists and agnostics primarily. And what they're doing is writing God out of our books. And it's been a 100-year plan. And somebody says, well, how? It's 100 years. Very few people live beyond 100. And how could they, I mean, these people don't know that people, and that people don't know these people, and this is a whole different sect than that group, and this is a whole different government. You got to understand, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness.
Right. Mm-hmm.
When you talk about generational curses and generational lingerings, that's people that take on the spirit of who begat them to be able to continue on with what's going on. That's how evilness can last, because it just goes to the next generation, and it's spiritual captivity, those who are held captive by the adversary. So this 100-year plan that they talked about, we're coming to the end of the 100-year plan.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And the stock exchange... New York Stock Exchange has not been closed down like this since Woodrow Wilson was president.
Wow.
And he is the one that developed, because he looked around and he saw, his father was a Presbyterian minister, and he was a Presbyterian. And he felt like that the plight, the problem with America was that we needed a bigger government to be able to meet the needs. And there was serious poverty. I mean, it was just, you can't describe what it was like, you know, and what he was, it was really bad what he was looking at.
Mm-hmm.
But he led us to the crash. Anyway, so he began to think, well, then the answer must be government, or the people behind him began to think, and he got an agreement either way how that happened. And so we need a bigger government. You know, government can provide and government can do this. But the problem was World War One started.
Mm-hmm.
And we were making our money to feed our government off of our international taxing and trade off of our products that Americans sold abroad. Well, when you're at war, you don't have time to buy Cheetos. I mean, you're just too busy buying bullets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so Woodrow said, I will not go to war. I'm not going to do this thing. And, you know, and nobody wants to go to war anyway. But when he realized that his plan for big government was going to crash and burn because he didn't have the money, because the people that were buying our products and paying tariffs and taxes and all, which provided money for the government, wasn't going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, we got to get in this war so we get our customer base back.
Right.
Is that not wild? We went to kill people. We got involved in the world's evil and the battles between nations that we were not even a part of. We were committed not to even be a part of it, but we wanted bigger government. We weren't saying we wanted to be them. We just say we wanted money from them.
Mm-hmm.
It was sort of like saying, no, I'm not for prostitution, mm-hmm. but I like the fact that she buys my products.
Yeah.
Or he buys my products.
All right.
I'm not for the drug dealer and how he's selling drugs or she's stealing drugs. But I do realize they're using this drug money to be able to provide for legitimate needs. You know, and so, and with that, he went to war. He took us to war. World War One, mind you, not World War Two, World War Three. Our first world war, mm-hmm. our first one, our very first one. He took us to war because we needed to solve all this war problem in the world so they could get our customer base back.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, you know, these other wars are about oil. Well, hello, that was about big government. Our first one was about big government and to keep it going.
Right.
And so it's been since 1918 since this happened.
Wow.
And we're looking at an economic crisis. And what did Woodrow do? Woodrow comes back and says, hey, I figured out how to stop this from ever happening again. Was he concerned about, remember, it was about money.
Mm-hmm.
It was about money, big government, the progressive movement. He was a professor. They came and got him.
Mm-hmm.
They came and got him to run for president. I don't know if it was in his ambitions or not to do it. But he saw, he kind of merged his ideas. He became the governor of Jersey and went on from there. You can find out more on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. So he develops a plan to resolve all this so it would never happen again. He writes out this big, huge thing called the League of Nations. And the League of Nations, he presented the idea and he said that if we mix the nation's money, if we mix our money, mm-hmm. then it will, nobody will mess with another government because if they do that, their economy will crash. And so that was his idea. But see, it wasn't a pure idea because it started with the idea of big government and we wanted them to buy our products or pay tax, buy our products, pay tariffs and taxes so we can have big government because government would meet our needs, supposedly according to concept, instead of God meeting our needs.
Right.
And when you're looking at a society where the church is in rebellion, it does, you know, maybe God's going to do by force what we won't do by choice. But what we do is we preach the gospel, and then people's hearts begin to change, and then they begin to take care of the poor, and they begin to give to God, and they stop, you know, robbing from the Lord and all those different things. And so the answer is, yeah, it takes a big turnaround. The turnaround is not big government for America. The turnaround is for preachers to begin to preach the gospel. But first, you know, we have to repent. We have to deal with our own sin. And then we have to say, you know, we got to begin to preach Jesus. I mean, even David did this. When David was caught in his sin, he said, you know, you crushed my bones, restore to me the joy of my salvation. My sin is ever before me. But he said, if you'll forgive me, if you'll cleanse me, then I'll go teach other people your ways. Listen, it's got to begin somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to begin somewhere. And sad to say, it's going to begin with us fallen people, you know. It's got to stand up at some point and say, from this point on, by God's grace, we're going to turn this nation around by preaching the gospel. But he started the League of Nations, and they turned down the League of Nations, the whole concept. A lot to that. You got to hear it. You got to go to VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com and get it. But the with that, World War II happened. When World War II happened, they immediately said, listen, let's bring Woodrow's idea in here. And that's when they kicked off what's called the United Nations today. But the blueprint of that was the League of Nations done by Woodrow, who wanted big government.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're faced with things that we're reportedly hearing and allegedly being said that everything's a global market now.
Mm-hmm.
And so global market requires global government because you're bound by your own sovereign territory. So you can't go and rule somebody else's. So all of a sudden, this League of Nations that didn't exist, this United Nations that didn't exist until somebody wanted big government, how much bigger is big government? God's saying, great, you want big government? Woodrow, you want big government? Mr. American leader, you want big government? We'll give you world government.
Mm.
We'll give you the United Nations, and you'll be in your grave, and many will suffer because you turned to government. And now the United Nations is a huge government entity, global government entity, that allegedly right now they're even talking about, well who's going to regulate this government, global government, who's going to, this global economy, mm-hmm. not global government, global economy, and who's going to, oh, I know, we'll just let the United Nations collect a tax on the internet usage since it's a global network. We'll tax the internet.
Mm. You're
talking about the U.S. Postal Service? What about the U.N. Postal Service?
Wow. That's
Isn't huge. That crazy?
Yeah, that's big.
That's the future. That's the future unless we repent, unless we're willing to live with small government and we're willing to live with what God gives us. And if people don't like us because we stand up for God and we say that we're one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty for all, and that we're not going to allow your government to come in here and change our government, then, and you're not going to trade with us because of that, then hey, sayonara, bubby. You know what I'm saying? But that's a big one because then we'd have to give up money. So I'm saying that is, I think I really hear the Lord speaking, you know, that when the whole world would say, no, 1918, when did this happen? It happened in 1918. You mean during Woodrow's administration, then the stock market closed down for 2 days? Very interesting. And the flood that's coming, and it's, I mean, of all the things to call this hurricane, is sandy soil. It's sandy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we didn't build our, America's no longer built on the rock, as our president said. We're no longer a Christian nation. But now we're a sandy nation.
Mm.
I remember we were sitting with Ian Skelly's parents, and we were talking about China, their Chinese missionaries.
Right.
And they said the unity in China is best described as everybody's like sand.
Right.
Everybody's sand. Nobody's, there's no unity at all. They've created such an environment. And this is what the enemy wants to do, is to break off every form of unity, marriage, family, community, state, national, no unity at all.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in control. Once everybody's paranoid of everybody and nobody trusts anybody, and that's what China's like, then all of a sudden, you know, the government takes control. But in Christ, remember, we are called to be one in Christ. He says, Father, may they be brought into complete unity so the world will know that you love me. I love them the way that you love me, he said.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. And so the enemy's going to say, don't have any unity in the church. Don't have any unity with Christians. Why? Because something supernaturally happens, according to John 17, when Jesus talks about it. Then when we do get together and we stick together and we love each other, that's our greatest witness. That's our greatest witness to the world. And that's why the enemy fights unity so hard, because if we get together with one God, one Lord, one Spirit, you know, one love, then it's just supernaturally the world says, you know, God loves me. As much as he loves his son, Jesus Christ. As much as he loves his son, Jesus Christ. Think about it. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, it's going to be a hard thing to do. But here we are today with United Nations sitting right there in New York. I'm thinking that maybe it's wet.
Yeah, a little bit.
With the hurricane surge. The financial district is what got flooded. I was wondering, this is what I was wondering. Would God say, okay, I'll give them a big, big clue. I'm going to give them a big clue. I'm going to take my finger and I'm going to thump the Statue of Liberty and that puppy's going to fall over into the water. Maybe that'll help them out.
Mm.
You could just, it's just a hollow, empty, you know, mm-hmm. metal frame lead. No, I don't know what it is. Still, I don't know what it is. I forget. The copper. Yeah, she's not a green dress. That's actually just some sort of... Anyway.
Yeah.
The but understand that would have been a huge sign to all of us. My concern is once that happened, maybe it's a different time. I don't want to go into that. But listen, sandy soil. He that builds his house on the sand, when a storm comes, what happened? The storm came. He's letting us know we're having all these forewarnings of what we can turn. This is all opportunities for us to go, you know, and I'm reading, just casually reading Lamentations. You know? It starts off like, oh my God. And it just goes, oh. And you, when you read it, you're seeing the people that's so in touch with their sin. They say, I know, man, we've been evil. We've been bad. We've been, oh my goodness. Will you ever, you know, turn your way to us again, God? It's like, but come on now. Why did it take Babylonian captivity for Israel to get that?
Right.
And it was like, he was warning you way back here. Jeremiah, every time Jeremiah opened his mouth, you're locking them up, throwing them in wells. You're throwing stones down there in a well. There's nowhere to run when you're in a well and somebody's throwing rocks at you.
Yeah, right.
You know, one rock hurts. I can imagine what stones being chunked down on top of you. And it's like that was God wanting Israel to turn back to him. And all this is God wanting us to turn back to him.
Hmm.
Think about it. And these are loving warning signs. They're saying, listen, see how fragile you are? See how delicate life is? See how your money disappears overnight in a few hours? $200 million is gone.
Hmm.
Do you see how fragile it is? You see your power is over. Your subways are flooded. Your financial district's closed down for 2 days. Hadn't happened in 94 years. It's like the mercies of God. I mean, it's like, see, I can let you guys have this. I mean, if you'll turn to me, if you'll quit seeking prosperity and begin to seek my kingdom, then I'll give you prosperity back. But you're not going to have prosperity because it's a byproduct of you seeking me.
Right.
And so we got to turn. It's to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be added to us. These are, I mean, tsunamis and earthquakes on our west coast at the same time. We have snowstorms barreling down from the north. And we have a 1,000-mile-wide hurricane called Sandy. Called Sandy, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy shores. Foundations built on sand. He said, he that hears the word of God and doesn't put it into practice is like a man who builds his house on the sand. When the storm comes, it falls with a great crash because he built his house on the sand. But the person who hears the word of God and puts it into practice is a man that builds his house on the rock. When the storm comes, yes, the same storm hits you. But the difference is you stand. The winds will crash against it. The water will crash against it. These things will happen, just like we just saw with Sandy. But you'll stand. Because God's able to make those stand who rely and build their life upon him. It's not just going to church. It's actually knowing what God says and doing it. He that hears what the word of God and puts it into practice is a man who builds his house on a rock. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you with all these signs around us. Understand it's a loving father saying, listen up. Listen up. I love you so much. I love you so much. I want you to turn back to me, and I will use minimum force necessary. Minimum force necessary to get your attention, but it will escalate. It will escalate. When John Paul Jackson prophesied about this hurricane, I believe, he talked about one that was like 1,000 miles wide or something. How wide was it?
Yeah.
A thousand miles. 1,000 miles wide. He said it. Go back into VFN Torch. Go to Perfect Storm, go to VFN TV, you can watch the Elijah Storm. You can hear it firsthand. And prophecy is telling you what's going to happen in the future now.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to start listening now so that you know you'll be on the right side of history when it comes to eternal life, because it's appointed once to die and then judgment. We have to answer for, like, oh, I built my house in the sand. I didn't do anything you said. And he says, faith without works is dead. So hearing is not enough. We have to be hearers and doers. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.